The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kathy Barnett is in the house. Big show tomorrow. Kathy, a lot to chew off. I mean, my gosh, I think you have to expand your show to 5 hours to fit everything in that's going to happen today. You know what I mean? We've got, and it's just begun. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Talk to Greg about expanding the show, right? I'm open.
Kathy Barnett. Yeah, so, you know what? I don't know if you've even seen this. The New York Times now claiming this, that Elon Musk was using a, quote, like cocktail of drugs on the campaign trail, and that's the real reason they want him out of the White House, et cetera. Do you have any comment on that?
You know, I was listening. No, I have not read that. I, you know, knee deep in some other projects right now, so I haven't actually had an opportunity to see that pop up yet. But I was listening to your commentary right before I came on. And the process that you just described, they have a technical name for it. It's called the wrap. That's literally what it is. And what they do is that one person, one journalist, write a story. And then that, and this is very, it's a concerted effort. This isn't by happenstance. They coordinate with others where one journalist write an article and then it miraculously get picked up. And then everyone just starts quoting the original article, not providing any additional context. But the purpose is for it to go mainstream, go very viral. And it's really just to sully and to damper whatever enthusiasm there may be for someone. And there is a lot of popularity for what Elon has done with Doge, whether we actually see the fruition of all of these quote unquote cuts or not. It's like over almost $500 billion of cuts, according to Elon. But we don't know if that's real or not. But nevertheless, there's a lot of enthusiasm for him. And as he's walking out, they want to just sully his good name and keep it moving.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope he sues. You know, I just think that's what you have to do. The lawyers always win, as Rich Scioli always says. But you know, the headline at the New York Times: on the campaign trail, Elon Musk juggled drugs and family drama. And this comes, and to your point, and they have two different authors, Kirsten Grind and Megan Tuohy. As you astutely pointed out, Kathy Barnett, they've had these two working on this story. You know, it's like the song, it's the opposite of tell me something good. It's tell me something bad. Let's find something really nasty to just kind of ruin the Friday and the last day for this individual. I think and they planned to put this here. And not naming sources. You know what I mean? If they're going to name the sources, then that's different, but they're not naming these inside sources or whatever. Well, any idiot can claim something. What evidence do you have? As a publication, you know, I wouldn't put somebody, nor would you, on our show. That's our way of quote unquote publishing, right? I wouldn't put somebody on my show without questioning them or pushing back. If they were making allegations about somebody that are, you know, really nasty. And by the way, to say somebody's juggling drugs, that could, you're saying what, the person's committing a felony and talking about their family? That's some trash talk.
Well, you know, I mean, the drama behind Elon Musk and his, you know, multiple children by multiple baby mamas, that is very public and everyone knows about it. And I am not here to pretend that that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not okay. It's not okay if it was a black man who had a bunch of babies by a lot of baby mamas. And so it's not okay for Elon Musk to do it either. And I've been very outspoken against that becoming mainstream among conservatives. We have to remember who we are as conservatives. But at the same time, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. Mm-hmm. I do not have to participate or glorify Elon's lifestyle because I don't think it's something to be glorified or to be made mainstream, to be normalized in American culture. But at the same time, I can appreciate what he did And I believe he did what no one else would be willing or have the backbone to do. Elon doesn't necessarily need anyone. He's the richest man in the world. And so it could only take someone like an Elon Musk to go in and just start ripping the names off of these federal buildings and to start locking people out. I don't think there's anyone specifically in the Republican Party who would have the spine to do such a thing. And so I am grateful for what Elon Musk did. And I appreciated whether these, you know, 450 something billion dollars of Doge cuts are real or not, whether what is mm-hmm. real will be codified or not. I have no idea. But, you know, this is not a linear, you know, discussion. And I think that that's the unfortunate aspect about American media and dialogue, is that everything tends to try to, you know, people try to dumb it down to the lowest common denominator, right? We go from A to B to C to D, and sometimes it's not a direct route. Mm-hmm. And so I can appreciate what Elon has done. I don't glorify his lifestyle. I think it's abominable. I don't think we should be glorifying it, or especially not normalizing it. But it's not new. We've all known this for some time now with his baby mama drama and everything. And yet,
well, he's been open with you know, having his son with him. He's not hiding the fact that he, and even most of the women live, I guess, in a centralized area. I picture it like
it is abominable.
I'm not going to say that. I'm really not. This is America. If he can, I think my husband would say, oh my goodness, why would I want more than one wife? Like the Big Love show. Remember that with the sister wives? You know what I mean?
Very true.
My husband Larry would say, oh my goodness, just think about the reality of that. Like, oh my, one wife is enough, or, you know. But in his case, whatever, dude, whatever works. I'm not judging somebody like abominable, but at the same time, I don't like the media going after somebody because suddenly they don't like the fact that he's with a president who has an R behind his name, you know?
Right. Now, of course, we don't like that, right? And of course, we can say that, and that is what I mean by being able to walk and chew gum. I've already said I appreciate what Elon has done. I believe no one in our borders as a nation would have the spine to do it. And I'm grateful that he did what he did. But then when you bring up his family formation, I can make a judgment because he's put this out there. It is out there in front of us, and we do not have to pretend we don't see it. And I believe that there is something very valuable about remembering who we are as a nation, and that all values are not equal. We do not have to pretend that all values are the exact same and that we have to abide by all of it just because someone is working on our side or not. I think that, you know, so I think it's important for us to make those kind of distinctions, because I believe values are important. I know, you know, there's this running theme that, you know, to each their own. But when we were talking about a black man having multiple babies by multiple baby mamas, no one looked at that and said, yeah, that's okay. No, it's not okay. Because a family is the bedrock of every society, and we want healthy family formations, and money is not the only it should not be the only indicator of whether or not this is going to be a healthy family. Look at Hollywood and mm-hmm. look at their children. So we all have a role to play in what kind of society we think is the better society. And so we can look at not calling Elon abominable, but I don't agree with the family formation that he has decided to put together. And I can say that without being a hypocrite, and at the same time say I appreciate what he's done. Mm-hmm. And I can also say, of course, the media is biased because it's Donald Trump. They had nothing to say about Hunter Biden with his drug-induced lifestyle and baby mama drama and strippers and all of that, and looked like little kids in this pornography video. I did not watch the video. I just saw some of the still photos, and they looked like very underage girls in this compromising situation. And no one talked about it. No one still talks about the white powdery substance that was found at the White House. And so, but I think most Americans understand the bias, but it is still not, it doesn't feel good. I mean, if you remember back in 2022, the rap is exactly what they did with me. And one person wrote the article. Next thing I know, 50 yeah. different news outlets are just republishing it. And now it seems like everybody's talking about it and everyone's asking me these questions and I'm not answering anyone, when that wasn't the case at all. The downside is that, one, it doesn't feel good at all. Two, you could still Google those stupid articles mm-hmm. on me. And so that's your information being, you know, it's not fairly displayed. That's out there into in perpetuity. But that is, as I've learned, a part of the price of being public, and especially in this hyperbolic culture we live in.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, what's coming up on your show tomorrow?
Oh, my goodness. I went to Job Creators Network in yeah. Savannah, Georgia, met a lot of great people. These are the salt of the earth individuals. These are the small business owners who hire over 90 million Americans, that make up almost 50% of our economy. And I got to speak with one of the executives at Salem Radio, who was at this business environment talking about Jesus, and he's Arab. So I could not help but to sit down and have this conversation with him, just about life and how we look at life. And because, you know, we talked about what I think most people are struggling with, and that is, you know, life is hard, life is difficult, and trying to find hope and figure out how to think about very complex topics. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Awesome. Kathy Burnett Show coming up tomorrow. My friend, have a wonderful Friday and a blessed Friday. Thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.